You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Chris. I could. Is it just me, Jay, or are they just low? Okay, yeah. Turn them up a little bit. Chris, what's going on, man? Where you calling in from?
How you doing? I'm calling from New York.
New York? That man got that New York accent too, brother. I hear you, man. Yo, I gotta ask all the brothers, Chris. You single?
No, I'm not single.
You married?
I'm engaged right now.
Come on, I'm looking forward
to getting married real soon.
Come on, my guy. You are engaged, and I'm happy for you, bro. I'm so happy for you, man. All right, so give me the basics about yourself. What's your average yearly income?
So pretty much I'm making around 120 right now, but that's with overtime.
That's okay. So that's with overtime, okay.
And I work for New York City, okay. So I work for the city. Pretty much my question is, right now I got a little bit of debt, but...
How much is a little bit of debt?
I say about $80,000, not including the mortgage.
My man said $80,000 is a little bit of debt.
you know what? I'm looking at the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just being, you know, I'm trying to motivate myself to just push. I don't have a side job, but my job is I'm able to do overtime. So for me, that's pretty much my side job. And, you know, with a plan, I'm trying to focus on paying off my debt as quick as possible. So, both of the debt is cars, mainly. I got a credit card debt, but that's probably like $1,000 that I could take care of with no problem.
Why you got two cars? Is your fiance's?
Yeah, one is mine and one is hers. So, I live in New Jersey, but I work in New York.
Okay.
So, pretty much, that's my problem mainly. I have to have a car in order to get to New York every day.
Okay.
So I don't really want to sell the cars. I know selling the cars would be more beneficial to me.
Okay.
But I had a few lemons within the past, and you know I was breaking down on the side of the road and everything. So I was just you know like I'm like I don't want to have to keep paying the mechanic $700 every 2 weeks. Let me just get a car. And that's where the consumer debt pretty much came in.
Okay.
So with my job, they give us a option to have a 457 and a 401k. It's not matching, but I'm putting in pretty much about 5% in. I heard you say that earlier. People usually putting in 3%. Well, that's me because I have this debt.
So, you're putting in 5%. You're making about $120,000 a year. That includes your overtimes. That's about $10,000 a month. You get paid once a month or bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly.
All right, so that's about $5,000 every 2 weeks. So times that by 5%.
That's gross.
$250, all right? That you're putting in on average. That's $500 a month. Times that by 12. you're doing about $6,000 a year inside of investments. All right, cool. So what's your question? Help me understand your question now since I got the math down.
So pretty much my question is, should I be putting more into the 457 or to the 401k? I know you're supposed to, you know, I know you're supposed to be debt free, but like I said, right now I have to have a car in order to get back and forth, a reliable car.
Right.
But I just want to know if the 457 is better to put more money in or the 401k, because right, both of them are growing.
Yeah, both of them are growing. Here's what I'm going to recommend for you, because you don't want to sell your cars. Because you're not getting a match, stop investing and go ahead and pay off your debt. How old are you?
Okay. 32.
You're 32. Yeah. So listen, you're 32 years old. How old is your fiance?
She's 31.
31. How much does she make a year?
About 60,000.
Okay. So y'all's combined income is at $180,000 a year as a young millennial, right? So yeah. If you are doing that, is she helping out with any of the bills, or are you the man, you the provider, you paying all the bills and she's just enjoying her money?
Oh, we split everything. I think that's the best way for us to do right now until we get married, and then I'm gonna just take over everything. But we have a date coming up in the next few months.
All right, so let me help you out here, Chris. You all come up with a vision for your money. Right. I'm not giving you relationship advice because I'm single. You're about to be married. You can give me advice. But when it comes to money, I understand you're splitting it right now because y'all are not married. But when you get married, here's how you're going to win financially, is you all come up with what's the ultimate vision. And honestly, as a matter of fact, Chris, what I would do, I'll take your woman out on a date this weekend. Say, oh, babe, we're about to get married. But before we get married, I want us to have a vision for our money down the road. So we're making $180,000 combined income. We got about $80,000 in debt. Here is the vision. So all of our money is going to go into this account, and all of our money is going to be allocated to these particular areas. You're going to have this amount of money to spend a month. I'm going to have this amount of money to spend a month. No more of this 50-50. You printing this, am I putting this? No. We need to be on one page, one accord. So that's what I would do once you get married. Give me a call back. Heck, as a matter of fact, if you all want to fly up, to DC and sit down with me, I can literally sit down with you all and help you map out the vision for, you know, your money as a couple. Right. I can really help you get that solid. So where now we're talking about, hey, at 60, we want to retire. That's in 28 years for one of us. Right. We want to be able to have kids and be able to send them off to private school. I can literally give you what's going on, family. Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world: AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution: AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The whole game plan here, and we're going to put actually that in the show notes today on how any of you all, if you're watching, if you want to come over here and get money makeovers, sit down and really get the blueprint for your money, you can come on the show and I'm going to give you the game plan and we'll map it out. But for you, Chris, here's what I'm going to suggest.
Thank you.
I would stop. Yeah, you're welcome. I would stop investing for 2 years. And here's why. You're only investing 5%, you said. That's $500 a month. So your growth is not going to be that crazy over 2 years, missing out on $6,000 a year, which is $12,000. Your growth will be crazy if you take that $6,000, put it towards your car, right? If you do the $6,000, put it towards your car, now you're saving yourself interest on the interest you're paying on the car. Now you're getting money back because now you're eliminating that stuff. Now when you pay off your debt, now you can take all of that money, you can put the $250 back inside your investments, and then whatever you was paying on your cars, now you can put that back inside of your investments as well. Now you're gonna catch up because you went from paying $250 over 5 years, now you're doing about $1,000 moving forward 2 years later. So there's so much more that you can do when you have the capital to do it. So if I'm you, I would sit down with your girlfriend, not your girlfriend, I'm so sorry to be disrespectful there. I would sit down with your fiance and say, "Bae, I'm gonna pause investing. Bae, I know you're investing right now. I need you to pause investing too. And let's go on ahead and attack these two car notes and get them out. And we're gonna ride these cars until the wheels fall off. And we're going to set up our marriage to where we can go into our marriage and hopefully by the end of year one, we are debt free. And if we're talking about kids, if we're talking about bringing in and extending our family, we're in a better position because now we have more money to work with." Now, you said something earlier too, Chris, I really want to talk on, and it's really encourage you. I hear a lot of people say this. Well, I work overtime, right? I work overtime and that's like my side hustle. I'm with overtime. Here's the downfall of working overtime. You gotta pay taxes on that. There's no tax strategy with that. So if I'm you, if you know you can do something on the side, if you drive for a living and maybe you can go and start Uber on the side or start driving stuff on the side or delivering stuff on the side, whatever that gift is, I would do that rather than doing overtime hours because you're gonna get taxed for overtime. But if you start a side hobby, now you can have write-offs. Now you're saving money. Now you're getting more money back on your taxes because now you're utilizing the tax code that wealthy people utilize. So I would think about that. Like, hey, I'm working an extra 10 hours. Yeah, great. If you're making an extra 10 hours, you know, and you're making an extra, say, an extra $1,000, well, 40% of that is gone. So you're really only making an extra $600. But if you make that same $1,000 as a side business, you can keep 800 of it, not just 600. So it's something for you to really think about and process. And I get your philosophy. I get everyone's philosophy who says, "Oh, my extra hours is my side business." Yeah, but the strategy behind that, is it wise? Like, is it really benefiting you something? And then two, Chris, you seem smart and intelligent, man. I love the way you're thinking. Like, what could you build that you can own that can take you and your wife off your job in the next 5 years?
That's the plan.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what, like, I'm trying to think, put together.
There you go. So it's like, instead of working extra hours for the man, how about you come home and work extra hours for your family? Right. And you're working that. Your job, you're doing your very best 8 to 5. But then when you come home, you and your fiance are sitting down having a conversation saying, "Listen, here's the vision for our money, but here, what do we want? Baby, do you want to come home?" Chris, it's just me, you, man to man. I was told sex is even better when the wife ain't got to work. I was told She's swinging from the ceiling when she got financial freedom. So if I'm you, Chris, I'm like, baby, I'm not working no more for the man after my 5 p.m. I'm coming home, and babe, what do I need to do to build you and I's company so that way you can come home off of your job, and eventually I can come home off of my job, and me and you can raise our kids. We can both go to the basketball games, the soccer games. I can go sit in the back of the classroom. I can volunteer at the schools. Don't get me started, Chris. Don't get me started. So I just wanted to say that. Like, I hear what you're saying. This is what I do. But I'm like, Chris, if I was blessed and honored to be in your position to find the love of my life, man, listen here. I'm trying to figure out a way to bring both of us home. Right. Because I've watched my mom and my dad have a great relationship because my mom never had to work. She works now because she loves doing what she's doing. She only works like 2 days a week, like 4 hours a day. But she was like, Anthony, the reason why I still rock your daddy's world in that bedroom is because he took care of me. The reason why he come home and you see that big old gut he got is because I feed him, because he never made me do something that I didn't want to do. And I believe all the ladies in the chat watching right now, ladies, back me up if I'm telling the truth here. No lady wants to have to work. They want to be able to do what they want to do, but no lady, no married woman wants to be in a position to where she cannot be involved in their kids' life, to where she cannot raise those kids because she has to work to help provide for the home. So that's just my two cents right there, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You know, I love you, man. I appreciate you, man.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.